I'm doing great.
I see your truck, man. I like it.
You do? What do you like about it?
Jesus.
Hard not to like Jesus, huh?
I love him, man. Yeah.
Can I give you a gospel card?
Yeah.
My name is Jim. What's your name?
I'm Noel.
Noel.
I do the same thing, but I just don't have, I just don't have a truck like this, but I do the same thing. I came here from Michigan, and I just buy Bibles, and then I buy these here.
What do you buy?
I'm going to ask you to buy these things here, like these.
Can I see one?
Yeah. And then I just hand them out to people, and then I talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I hand them a Bible.
Uh-huh.
And I give them a few dollars. You know, it's just the people that are always
there. Yeah.
So.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Some loving advice?
Yeah.
First thing, be careful handing money out to the beggars and the homeless. Do you know what they do with their money?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They go and buy drugs and alcohol.
Is that loving them as your neighbor?
No.
No. So what would be better?
To hand them a Bible.
Bible is good, but bring them some food, buy them a blanket, a tent. Something that they can't convert to help their sinful habit that's destroying them.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Yeah. That's
okay.
True. That's true.
And then the next thing, can I recommend? I love that you're giving out the Word of God. It would be good if you both knew and preached the biblical gospel. And the reason I say this is, look around America. There's a church on every corner, is there not?
Yeah.
Are they teaching the truth?
Well, my church does.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Most of them are teaching a false gospel, an easy believism. Did you see the back of my van?
Yeah.
Christ Mass is pagan. You're aware Christmas is a pagan holiday. God never ordained it. God hates every false way. Psalm 119:104. But all of American churchianity is celebrating it. Can you explain why?
Oh, because money.
So they're corrupted.
Same day as Easter. The bunny is not. Resurrection is what we suffer.
Exactly. And it isn't even the bunny. It's the whole idea that Christmas and Easter are handed down Roman Catholic holidays. And God said, don't do as the pagans. God says, follow me. Jesus said, I was just preaching outside a religious body here yesterday. You can go on my website and see it.
Here at the parking lot?
I was out at Destiny Church.
Actually, I've seen it.
Okay. You can go and see, I have videos of there. Very shameful. Very wicked. They love the things of the world. They love their false ways more than they love God. So, on the gospel card I gave you is the biblical gospel to find eternal life. This is key. This is our foundation. And if I could share it with you quickly. Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin, rose again to defeat death. Amen?
Yeah.
He's the only way. Amen?
I'm a born-again Christian.
Okay, but we'll test my gospel then. So we place our faith in that risen Savior. Most places like Destiny Church in America, maybe your church, we'll see, they stop there. They say, believe in Jesus and you go to heaven. It's not what the Bible teaches. You must read the full counsel of God's Word. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, we live by every word from the mouth of God, not a few cherry-picked scripture verses. So we place our faith in this risen Savior. You must repent. Repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways. I used to be a worldly, sports freak, political, rowdy, drunken fornicator.
I used to be a heroin addict.
There you go. We must repent and change our mind and our ways for God.
A cocaine addict. Yeah.
Okay. So faith, repentance. You turn from the world. You also must turn from false Christianity. There is no lies and falsehood in God, only truth. Faith, repentance. When you do that, God sees a willing vessel. John 3:3, you're born again by the Spirit of God. You enter a blood covenant with Jesus. He shed his blood and did his part. You must do your part through faith and repentance. You're born again. Most Americans will tell you they're born again. What's the fruit that you're born again, Noel? Noel, right?
Yeah.
What's the fruit that you're born again? The Spirit of God is guiding you. Holiness and obedience, the scriptures become your desire. You come out of the world, politics, music, entertainment, sports. Don't dress like the culture. Don't talk like the culture. Don't act like the culture. Don't consume what the culture wants. And come out of also man-made churchianity, Christmas, Easter, Sunday is the Lord's Day, building-centered faith, ritual religious services for an hour that tell you you're worshiping God. How do we worship God according to the Bible, Noel? every day with every minute of our every life.
Second,
Sunday church breeds a church building mentality. So holiness and obedience mark that. You're stripping your life down. You're coming out of all your false ways. You're losing most of your friends, your family. You're losing your life to follow Jesus, Matthew 10. Lose it all.
Amen.
And then the last part of the gospel, you must then endure in that. You don't have it guaranteed today. You must, like, are you married?
Yes.
Like a marriage, every day you must walk in it, right? Are you faithful to your wife?
Of course.
Every day, right?
Yeah.
Can you say your marriage is going to be a success forever today?
Yes.
Well, how are you going to get there? You strive in it.
Yeah.
You do it. Could you fail?
Yeah.
Could you run with a harlot and destroy your marriage?
Yeah.
So that's the gospel. Faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience coming out of the world and man-made religion, and enduring in the faith. So my next advice to you is not only know that and live that gospel, that would be good to hand out, because if you just give a Bible, the Bible says to teach the word and rightly divide it. If you just give a Bible, people are deceived by the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses. You give them the biblical gospel I just preached to you, and you know what will happen? When they desire to seek God, the Holy Spirit will take over and begin to guide them and convict them and show them. But in this age of great deception, if we just give the Word of God and nothing more, the Word of God is great. And if that's all they had, then that's fine. But because we do get the chance to speak more truth, like I'm speaking to you, what I spoke to you, I hope blesses you versus me just going, here's a Bible and I drive away. Well, I hope what I just spoke to you was life, truth. And I hope it causes you to test yourself. Have you fully lost every aspect of your life? Your religious practices, your talk, your dress, how you spend your money, your associations, have all of those come in under the Lordship of Jesus Christ? If they haven't, then each one that hasn't becomes an idol. Is that not true?
That's true. Yeah.
So I hope that blessed
you. Your wife can become your idol. Money can become an
idol. Yes, sir.
The Bible doesn't say that it has to be image.
No. Absolutely.
An idol is anything that you love more than Jesus.
Absolutely. Very good. Very good. So I hope that blessed you. You can go to my website, my gospel card. My gospel card has my email, my address. I'd love to encourage you, help you. What I strive to do on my website, and I don't take anyone's money. I don't want your money. I don't want you to come follow me like some cult leader. I want you to open your Bible and go deeper than you've probably gone. Name your church for me. What's your body?
Well, it's a Spanish church. So Restaurante Corazones in Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, and is it, what is it? Non-denominational?
It means restoring hearts.
Is it non-denominational?
Yeah, non-denominational.
Okay. And so just be aware, do they practice Christmas and Easter?
No.
Not at all?
No. Well, no, we do Easter, but we don't do the bunny.
Yeah, yeah. Anything. But how about Christmas? They don't even recognize Christmas?
Well, there's no Christmas tree or nothing in the church.
But yeah. I mean, do they recognize Christmas? Do they have a Christmas service and all that type of thing?
Yeah.
So they're recognizing a pagan holiday. Also, a ritual timed out service led by one or two men in a box controlling everything. Stand up, sit down, sing, pray, give an offering, stand up, sit down, sing, pray. Does that sound spirit led to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the pastor. You
does it sound spirit led to you?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
It's not spirit led because no one man is to control the body. The modern pastor role is unbiblical. I have an article on that. One man doing all the teaching. When men come together, we're all supposed to give, like I just gave to you, like you were giving to me. If I said to you, come to my house and just sit down, shut up and don't say anything, and I'm going to do all the talking.
No, but it's not like that.
Well,
everybody takes part.
So if I showed up, I'd get to get up there and speak?
I don't know.
That, test your model. If they're keeping Christmas, if they're even acknowledging it and acknowledging Easter, do they teach women to cover their heads and dress biblical?
No.
Did you know the Bible teaches that?
Yeah.
Do they teach men how to dress? Did you know God put us in tunics in Genesis 3?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Look it up.
You have a great day, dude. I'm ready to go. I know that you're good and everything, but my dad was. I grew up in a Pentecostal church.
No, I'm not Pentecostal. We don't belong to anybody. Hold on. I love you. I'm teaching you what God's word says. Don't bring up man-made religion to me.
Yeah.
You're right. The Pentecostals become legalists. You know why? Don't go to movies. Don't dance. But they're worldly in other ways, and they're keeping man-made religion.
Yeah.
I'm teaching you what it says in Matthew 28:20.
Yeah.
The whole counsel of God's word, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. If you're not doing that, Noel, and you don't have the desire for that, one, you may not truly be born again, or two, you're rebellious against the truth.
Yeah, but the truth about the matter is that the Bible says that not one person is going to make it to heaven without sin. So there's nobody who's going to make it.
You're going to make it by God's grace.
We're all in sin, dude.
Yes, you're going to make it by God's grace. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How do you get into God's grace, Noel?
Yeah.
Do you keep sinning?
If I die right now, just collapse on the floor, I'm going straight to heaven.
Okay, hold on. If you live in known sin, and I just gave you things that you're practicing in your church that are sin. You live in known...
But that's what you say.
That's what the Bible says.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it's true.
You just said the Bible teaches not to do Christmas.
Is a Christian church.
Not to do Easter.
Everybody at the church is going to heaven. Everybody
at your church is going to heaven, so you know their hearts and their minds? I thought only God knows.
Yeah. That's coming out of your mouth.
You see, Hebrews 10:26 says if you live willfully in sin, there's no sacrifice left. I love you. I want you to know the truth. Why are you driving away? God be praised.